heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
This is The National Defense, the 09 version. Welcome in. Happy New Year. Randy Miller along with Jerry Newberry, Communications Director for the VFW. And as always, even in 09, Jerry, our dedication.
That's right. This show's for you, the men and women serving on active duty, the Guard and Reserves, to the millions of veterans out there, and of course to all their families. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. And Happy New Year.
Absolutely Happy New Year. This is going to be a big year for not only the men and women of the military, but also for this program, the National Defense.
That's
right.
We got
a lot of things cooking that we can tell you about, some which we can tell you about now, some which coming up later. But you're going to be able to hear this program in probably double the number of places that you do right now. And we want to thank you so much for listening and your continued support of the program. But, man, we got a lot of stuff going on. And on this program, just to kick off the new year, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk to Gordon Logan from Sport Clips. And this is the guy that made it possible for all these phone calls over the holidays.
He's the man. And they continued their effort again during the past holiday season to bring free call days to our troops who are deployed.
Yep.
And, you know, they had set a goal.
Right. This is where their second year?
Their second year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just plain kicked ass on reaching that goal. And we'll let Gordon talk about that.
Yeah. But there's a lot. I mean, just, hey, you should go. Even if you don't need a haircut today, you should go in. Because these guys are great.
Not only you get a haircut, you get a massage.
Oh, you get a massage. You get the candle wax. You get some kind of a rub down. You get a Chinese guy. There's so many things that you get when you go into Sport Clips that we can't even mention. So we'll find out from Gordon Logan. And then Jody Shiflett's going to be on with us. Jody, this may be another thing that you never heard about, and this is another reason why a lot of people listen to this program, because they can find out about things for veterans and active duty troops, you know, that they have no idea about.
Right. And a lot of people out there who would like to support troops and their families and don't know how to go about it. Well, here is another one of those great American examples of supporting the troops. Hey, Jody has got a great story to tell us.
He does.
Hey, Randy.
Yes.
We have our website. We want to make sure everybody goes to our website.
Yeah. Yeah. Do this right now. Go there right now and check this out at thenationaldefense@vfw.org. thenationaldefense@vfw.org. You can go there right now. Is that right?
That's right. Go to it.
And you can send us a note. You got any suggestions about the upcoming year, things you want us to talk about on the program? Wide open for you. Love to hear from you. And, you know, just send us a note about anything. And, hey, you know, we're talking about things that people, if they want to support the troops and they don't know how to do that, just because Christmas is over.
That's right.
you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Christmas, well, out of sight, out of mind.
That's right.
Everybody wants to help during Christmas. Now is when, if you have an idea or if you don't know how to help the troops but you want to, we'll give you plenty of ideas.
Yeah, they need support 365 days, every day, every hour. Look, there's a military service member, one of their family members, a veteran out there. These are all people who do so much for all of us to keep us free and to protect us. And there's a lot of them out there that need help. They at least need words of support, encouragement, let them know you care like we do.
And, you know, the other thing is, Jerry, if you really think about it and you think, what if the military acted like everybody else does after Christmas? We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
We'll go home now.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We did our bit. No, that's why they need your help and support. And as always, you go to nationaldefense@vfw.org. Suggestions there on what you can do, and we got some people to talk to this hour that can give you some more ways that you can help the troops. We'll be right back here with the National Defense.
The only truth you'll hear on the radio, the National Defense.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars believes in active allegiance to flag and country. Through legislative activism and service to our military forces, veterans, their families, and communities. Freedom starts at home. Pledge your allegiance again. If you're a veteran and served overseas, you may be eligible to become a member of the nation's elite veterans organization, the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
You've served your country, now you can help your country serve others. Call 1-888-JOIN-VFW. That's 1-888-JOIN-VFW.
The following letters were written by our troops.
My dear fellow Americans, I truly appreciate your support. I was starting to wonder if people had forgotten about us over here, but then one of my buddies showed me this website, and now as tears are streaming down my face, I can see for sure that you haven't. Private Emily B., U.S. Army.
It's so heartwarming to see the American people not letting the men and women of the armed forces be forgotten. Your letters make a group of grown men, battle-hardened and gruff, act like a bunch of kids around a Christmas tree. Thanks. Staff Sergeant Matthew H., U.S. Army.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to National Defense. Randy Miller along with Jerry Newberry. And we're talking about a lot of different things. I mean, you know, first of the year, we got to go through all of these things, Jerry, to kind of get people on the right page as far as what's going on.
Yep. And of course, the new year certainly means, hey, we're back to supporting the troops and their families.
Absolutely.
And 2009, week to week, that's what we're going to do. You know, there's a lot of service members, a lot of veterans who have medical needs, and it's not always easy for them nor their family members to access the kind of medical care they need because they don't have transportation.
Yep.
So today, Randy, we have Jody Shiflett, and I hope I pronounce his name right. He's with Air Compassion for Veterans. How are you, Jody?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, I get your last name right?
You certainly did.
One for the new year.
Yeah.
One for the... Put in a nickel.
So, Jody, Air Compassion for Veterans. First of all, give us a little background how it started. You know, somebody had this concept, and somebody went to a lot of work to put it into place.
Well, about 30 years ago, Ed Boyer here in Virginia Beach set up a nonprofit that dealt in delivering complimentary medical transportation to people in need. And it morphed over the years and has multiplied, if you will. And currently we have Air Compassion for Veterans that started 25 months ago with some assistance with a grant from the California Community Foundation. And we were serving veterans prior to that, but we've been blessed with that grant, and we're able to serve hundreds of veterans each and every month with their air transportation needs. Now, so, yes, sir.
What kind of cases or scenarios do you typically get? You know, they make phone calls or access your website, I would imagine, and say, I need to fly to, say, from the East Coast to the West Coast for specialized care. Is that the kind of calls you get?
Well, that's many of the calls we get. They vary. You know, the first thing you would think would be the service member calling for direct treatment, because that may happen over time. You know, the Department of Defense and the VA are going to provide the initial care or the vast majority of care, but later on they may seek other options that aren't supported. But there are other circumstances that are coming up that we're supporting. It could be we're getting direct family members to the bedside of the veteran.
Hmm.
It could be that the veteran is deployed and is in perfect health, but we have a family member that needs this medical transportation.
Ah.
Our very first mission in November of 06 was run for a 2.5-year-old child whose father was in Iraq, and the child needed to be transported from Texas to Florida. So, you know, our very first mission was run, which, you know, was unusual, but has become usual.
Right.
By the way, by the number of veterans that we're serving, you know, look at my numbers here. The month of December, which was last month, we serviced 278 missions. Now, those missions are varied. They could be a commercial aircraft that we're taking an ambulatory service member and giving him a seat on, or it could be an air ambulance that we're having to take the veteran on a stretcher. We also have a network of private small plane owners that we can work with for some of the shorter distance flights that wouldn't exceed 1,000 miles. And those missions we may get multiple veterans on, or multiple a veteran and his family member. Now, if the veteran needs to have and needs to be accompanied, we fly you know, their family with them as well. You know, with the holiday season being last month and the previous month, a number of our missions were run to get say a fiance to the bedside. You know, she had been there previously with the Department of Defense flying them there for compassionate reasons, but because of the holidays, they wanted to return. So these are, you know, there's a variety of examples of what we're providing.
And Jody, I was going to ask you, too. You said 278 missions during the month of December, and then I've got a list here of November, 416 total veteran missions. I mean, you're talking about, that's incredible. That's like, you know, every day you guys are flying somewhere. And it's just amazing to me that you have all of these different scenarios that you can accommodate like that. That's
right.
Is that a change in the way that kind of the thinking has been before? Because, you know, we've noted on this program many times how the military in general has decided now to take care of not only the veterans and the guys that are fighting, but also the family members. And, boy, this really focuses on the family members as well.
Right. And, you know, the number I gave you for last month was 268. Those were missions that were run specifically out of the grant money that was donated by the California Community Foundation. Now, we ran another, 74 missions that were out of monies that we had generated in addition.
Wow.
Now, the monies we generate in addition to, we're able to help those veterans that are from other wars. The vast majority of our missions are for OIF, OEF veterans and their families. We can react on as little as 48 hours.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what kind of lead time do you need on some of these?
Well, we really like to have up to 2-3 weeks so that we can really work this out, so that we're not taking a lot of the money or the resources away from the pool that we have.
Right.
And another thing I like to reiterate is we're not talking about duplicating services that already exist. We're talking about being that safety net that makes sure that each and every veteran gets what they deserve. If we can make sure that DOD provides the transportation because they should be, because of the regulations, if you will, we'll make sure that they're rightfully paying for it. We're not stepping up and trying to pay for things that someone else could and should pay for. But oftentimes we're getting calls that, you know, the father needs to get to the bedside in a day and a half for his son for some certain or special reason. And the other resources aren't able to react, but we can because we have the money available.
I mean, you guys are, and that's, you're filling in the gaps here.
Yes, sir.
So you have a contact at DOD. Say you get a call for assistance. You know, you get the information, and then you get a hold of somebody at DOD to make sure that, or you make sure the person is tried to correct route?
Right, because, yes, we do that because we don't have limitless money.
Right.
We have
right.
an abundance of money. And even if this war was to end in the next year, there's going to be needs for years and years to come
sure.
to support the veterans with a, you know, a myriad of conditions, some of which you can't even witness physically. On
right.
They have post-traumatic stress that we're able to help them with as well. I mean, we don't help them directly. We're talking about providing a service that they can ultimately get the services that they need.
Right. Do you have any type of special arrangements with commercial airlines? Are they helping you out at all on this?
Well, we have a partnership with American Airlines. No, I'm sorry, U.S. Airlines.
Uh-huh.
And people are able to donate their miles that they've accrued.
Oh,
and
wow.
we're able to use those, you know, to help the troops.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And, you know, the DOD set up over the years with, it's called Hero Miles,
right?
And there, that's one of the resources that we make sure that has been tapped into. But they want 2 weeks' notice, and sometimes that can't, you know, the soldiers can't fit those requirements, and then we'll step in and make sure that they can make their destination for the services needed.
Right, Jody, how'd you get involved in this program?
Well, I live in Virginia Beach, where the headquarters is located, and I literally stumbled upon the operation. I'm a veteran myself and happened to be disabled, and we met a number of times, and it just seemed to be a logical fit for them and me. So I've been with them since early part of October of this year.
Great. Okay. Someone has air miles they want to donate, or they want to donate some money to help Air Compassion for Veterans out. How do they do that?
Well, again, there's lots of options. If you wanted to contact Air Compassion for Veterans by phone, there's a 1-888-662-6794. Or you can go on the internet and simply Google Air Compassion for Veterans or write it out. www.aircompassionsforveterans.org. And if you wanted to contact U.S. Air and talk about donating your miles, you would have to donate it specifically to Mercy Medical Airlift. Hmm. And that is the that's the organization above Air Compassion for Veterans. And they see that all those miles are used for veteran services.
I bet a lot of people have no idea about donating their miles.
No.
I mean, that's a new, I've never heard about that before. And that's a great way to get that done because a lot of people don't use their miles.
Right,
and
exactly.
What a great way. Hey, Jody, what's the most unusual, and I guess every situation is, every scenario is pretty unusual with what you guys do. Can you think of one that is just absolutely outstanding that you remember about one of the missions?
Well, that very first one is the one that I personally wasn't involved in, but, you know, it's one that we talk about a lot, the fact that this young 2.5-year-old Alex was, you know, stateside while his father was in Iraq, and the circumstances happened to which where he was hospitalized, and it's also the circumstances where his grandparents came from Florida and took custody of the child to make sure that he was received the proper medical treatment, but he needed to be transported to Florida so that they could continue with their lives and care for him while their son, Alex, his father, was in Iraq protecting our country or our freedoms. And, you know, that was our very first mission, and we've used that as a point of reference to make sure that we're not just helping the veteran specifically or directly,
right,
that we're helping him feel comfortable in doing his job or reintegrating into society.
Well, that's pretty cool. That is really cool.
Yeah. And, Jody, give us that website address one more time, will you?
Was aircompassionforveterans.org. And the phone number again is 888 662-6794. And I'd like to, you know, maybe break down some numbers to you about the how, you know, in the 25 months that we've been providing this, we've been able to help veterans directly or indirectly on these missions of that I've quoted, just under 5,200 missions. And
wow.
Just under 4,200 of them were for the Army. Just under 500 of them were for the Marines. And 185 were for the Navy. And just over 50 were for the Air Force. Now, we have 200 other missions that were run for staff or others. Now, because sometimes we're flying counselors around. Rather than take the veteran to the event, we bring the event to the veteran if there's enough veterans that are there. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do this because we're partnering with other veteran service organizations to make sure that we can amplify or multiply the outcomes to the veterans.
Right. Get more bang for the buck.
Yes.
I want to find out about the great missions that are turned down. I mean,
well,
I can't, you know, this is, it's just amazing how quick you guys are to respond to just about any circumstance. I'm sure you've had to turn a few down, though.
Well, occasionally. And you know, the last month, we did have a few that we had to turn down, and we did say with regrets that we did, but they were for some of the individuals that were reoccurring requests.
Right.
And we just wanted to make sure that we're able to continue to support the veterans for months, if not years, to come.
Have you flown any animals?
I don't know that we have.
I can just imagine a case where a soldier maybe misses his kitty.
Well,
that hasn't come up?
No, I don't know that it has. Yeah. But, you know, we wouldn't say no if it was medically related.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, Jody, great work y'all are doing at Air Compassion for Veterans, and pass along our appreciation to everyone over there, and tell them good work. And,
absolutely.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us and helping us get the word out. And we'd love to continue to do this for dozens and dozens of years to come, and we hope that the community can continue to support us and the veterans. And I'd like to send a shout-out to Post 392 here in Virginia Beach, the MacArthur chapter. Say hi to the guys. And I appreciate all the VFW is doing for us.
All right, Jody. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jody. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Dad, what a great organization. Another one of those things where never knew it existed.
Right.
I mean, just and talk about filling the gaps between the things that the Department of Defense doesn't do.
That's a lot of missions every year. Yeah,
wow.
Great story.
That really is great. Hey, listen, we will be right back here, and we've got our own little shout-out to some posts that we're going to get to right here on the National Defense.
We're standing guard with the truth. The National Defense.
So, it's my first day to be a big brother. Wait, so what am I going to do with this little guy? Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. A museum. No. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel or a roller coaster or a plane ride or hot air ballooning. It's got to be big. It's got to be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. So, what do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. See a movie. Play catch. Or just go for a walk. The important thing is spending time together. A little of your time means a lot to a kid.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. That's bigbrothersbigsisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
The following letter was written by Technical Sergeant Jerry G., U.S. Air Force.
I've just finished reading over some of the correspondence you've sent us over here. And for an old dog like me, I was choked up. Thanks to each and every one of you. You're the reason why I have proudly put on the uniform of the American forces, to serve folks like you, those we all love and honor, and those who do not have what we have, but who are willing to stand next to us and fight for their own freedom as well. So the next time you see one of my brothers or sisters in arms, shake their hands or pat them on the back. Tell them you support them. This is what we cherish more than anything.
Your support may be the most important thing our troops can carry with them. But don't take our word for it. Take theirs. To show your support, visit americasupportsyou.mil. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to National Defense. Randy Miller along with Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, listen, we got to talk about this because, you know, when we've kind of mentioned it already about how people love to help the troops during Christmas.
Yep.
And during the holidays. Well, nobody does a better job of that than an organization called Sport Clips that you're familiar with, 600 franchises around the country. And, you know, this is the second year they've done this, and just some amazing results.
And like I mentioned earlier, you know, they set a goal.
Yep.
For the free call day for our troops during the holidays. And they set this goal, and they just kicked ass.
Let's just say it the way it is.
Far exceeded the goal.
It's just amazing. Sport Clips CEO Gordon Logan is back on with us. A very relaxed, very refreshed, recently shampooed Gordon Logan is here. Gordon, how are you?
Thanks, Jerry.
So you did. You just got a little shampoo, didn't you?
Yeah, we were having a practice session back here doing shampoos and scalp massages and hot towel on the face, and I feel great.
I love this, though. I mean, here's the CEO of Sport Clips. He's got a million places where you could be doing anything. He's making sure that his guys know how to shampoo.
Hey, he takes his own medicine.
Yep, I love that.
And,
that's a perk.
Yeah, that's right.
Life is good.
Hey, Gordon, listen, kind of walk us through some of the numbers on this deal and how you guys did for the free call day.
Oh, I was so pleased with the way this turned out. We last year we raised almost $90,000, so this year we upped our goal to $100,000, and we exceeded that. Latest total I just got was $120,601.
Wow, that is amazing. That's just amazing.
It really is very rewarding to see how our stylist and our clients get enthusiastic about this and are so anxious to demonstrate their support of our troops and give them opportunity to call home. So we were I was very pleased. We had stores, one of our stores here in Austin raised almost $5,000 by themselves.
Wow. It kind of becomes a little competition among the stores, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Yeah. They take great pride in that. We recognize them at our national convention every year and really show them how much we appreciate all the effort they put into it as well.
Hey, you have a national convention?
We do. Every year we get everybody together, all the team leaders, which is our franchisees and our store managers, and this year we're going down to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, guess who wants to do the show from there?
Yeah, we'd love to be at your convention, do a show.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be cool. Oh, that would be fantastic.
That's great. I'll we get offline, I'll get you all the details.
Okay.
Well, now let's go through some of these numbers as far as the minutes. You know, it sounds great with the number of dollars brought in, but boy, when you break this down and you're talking about the troops and actual calls
right on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Is this a correct number here, Jerry?
These are correct numbers. This is a world record.
152,930 connections made on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
Wow.
152,930 of our troops.
Wow.
Were able to connect with a loved one.
Yeah, that's great.
And
I mean, Gordon, I mean, seriously,
wait a minute, Randy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about minutes, what that means in minutes.
Yeah.
Now, this is what's really going to blow your socks off. Is it going to blow the rest of that shampoo off your head, Gord? It's 1,767,909 minutes. Almost 2 million minutes of free talk time.
That's terrific.
Or one phone call from my wife. either way you want to go with that, but Gordon, that's got to be so gratifying to think. I mean, you got 150,000 troops that got to make a phone call on Christmas Day because of sport clips, that's got to be very gratifying.
Oh, it is very much, and it's also, we got some very nice emails from troops and their families thanking us for this. Sure. Even made contact with an old fraternity brother of mine I hadn't talked to in several years. His son is in Iraq, and he called me to thank me. So it means a lot. It really means a lot to the servicemen and women and their families. And we're just so proud and happy to be able to help and participate in this.
And you know, I was talking to Jerry before the show started, and I said, I hope that when these calls are made, when the actual physical call is placed, that Sport Clips is in some way acknowledged. He said, absolutely, there's a recording, I guess.
Yes, right. Jay Novacek did that for us.
That's really great. That, you know, the recording comes on that says, this phone call is brought to you by Sport Clips. And, I mean, just, you know, they need to know that because, to me, that's just something to take a lot of pride in.
You know, Sport Clips, great American company.
Yep.
And run by a great American, Gordon Logan. And no, seriously,
no, absolutely.
Seriously, you know, you're a veteran yourself. You know, there's a lot of fat cats out there who don't think of others. And you're not one of those. You and your employees appreciate the sacrifice of our nation's troops and the sacrifice of their families. And you also realize how special Christmas Day is to each and every one of them. And you didn't have to do this, and we understand that. And just a lot of appreciation to you, Gordon, and all your employees. And just so you know this, that we're really spreading the word about Sport Clips because, yep. Randy, we're going to be heard on 44.
Yeah, we've just signed a deal. We're now a part of a network called Radio America. And we pick up 44 additional cities as a result of that. So this program is just getting bigger and bigger, and you know, it's just a better way to let people know all about great Americans like yourself. I mean, that's just an incredible accomplishment, and you know, we're just glad to tell everybody about that.
Well, we appreciate that, but that's not the reason we do it.
And no, I know. Yeah, even better.
We're just real happy and proud to be able to do this and say thank you.
Hey, and Gordon, did I get that? Is that a right figure, about 600 franchises?
We're up to 625 now.
Wow.
We probably had about 600 when we were running this fundraising campaign.
You've added another 25 just during this interview. It's amazing.
We're running about 25 to 30 each quarter.
Wow.
You know, and really when you think about an industry that is recession-proof, just about, you got to get your hair cut. And secondly, I think a lot of people now are going to be concentrating on the fact that, you know, instead of going out and getting a foo-foo and spending $1 million on a haircut, go get a haircut. I mean, not only at Sport Clips do you get the haircut, but you get the hot towel, you get the shampoo. There's a Chinese guy that comes in and rush you up. There's a, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. But you can get all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, we've been very pleased. Our same-store sales are showing strong year-to-year increases, including fourth quarter and over the holidays. So we're very pleased with that. Mm. And we also have a program for veterans. We give them a $5,000 discount on the franchise fee. So we really welcome our veterans.
Wait, say that again now.
It's a program called VetFran. It's run through the International Franchise Association, and we offer a $5,000 discount to veterans who've been honorably discharged to become part of our system.
Is that on your website?
It is.
And what's that website address, Gordon?
Sportclips.com.
I mean, that's just this is a guy that, you know, he talks the talk, he walks the walk. It's not a one-day-a-year type of a situation.
No.
Veterans also get a discount on their haircuts, or no?
Yes, we do. Yeah. That's part of the program that of our veterans who are members of the VFW, especially, that's a program we promote through the VFW. But it's in most of our stores, we're franchised, so I can't speak for all, but I think in almost all of our stores, that American Legion of VFW or active duty will certainly be honored.
And Sport Clips is the official haircutter.
Yeah,
of VFW.
That's right.
So
we've been so for the last few years. Very proud of that. It was a great organization.
Well, and if you look around at the posts, I mean, the VFW probably the most well manicured group of people that you'll ever meet, and that is a direct result of Sport Clips. So,
well, we appreciate it. We're happy to work with the VFW, and we're certainly proud to be able to work with them and their efforts to extend their welcome to the new veterans who are coming back from overseas. That's a great organization.
Well, and what a great program! I mean, here's a veteran that's coming back from Iraq that maybe their industry now has gone away.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're able to hook up with Sport Clips, get a franchise, get a huge discount in doing so, and all of a sudden, they get a brand new career.
Yeah, and lifetime opportunity. Yep. Opportunity of a lifetime, I should say.
Right.
And we look forward to coming down to your convention.
Yes.
We'd love to do the show. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, great. We'll certainly more than happy to have you do that. And like I said, when we get offline, I'll give you all the details on it.
That'd be all right.
Great. Gordon, thank you so much for everything you do for the troops, man. And thank you so much again for a great, great Christmas and free call day for all these folks.
Really. Well, thank you, Randy. Thank you, Jerry. And thank you to all the servicemen and women, veterans who are listening.
All right.
Gordon Logan. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is the National Defense.
The VFW is looking for a few more heroes. The largest combat veterans organization in America wants to get you involved and keep you active. With nearly 2 million members and 9,000 posts around the country, the VFW is doing the tough job of supporting our troops. You can be a part of all the excellent programs that keep the fires burning on the front lines. Programs such as Operation Uplink, with phone cards for active duty and hospitalized veterans, Adopt a Unit, which provides assistance for nearly 1,000 military units, and care package efforts for the troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only someone who's been there can understand what it means to be remembered. The VFW has been the heart and soul of the military for over 100 years. Isn't it time you stake your claim as a veteran? Call the VFW Membership Department at 1-888-JOIN-VFW or log on to VFW.org for more details. You've served your country. Now you can help your country serve others. Call 1-888-JOIN-VFW. That's 1-888-JOIN-VFW.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Welcome back to National Defense. Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. And all of a sudden, I feel the need for a haircut.
Well, actually, you really do need one.
I look, yeah,
but I shouldn't talk.
A little shaggy. You know, the thing about it is, I always let my hair grow until we, every year now, my goal is to, right after we interview Gordon Logan of Sport Clips, because then I have an excuse to go to Sport Clips, get the whole thing done. Now, have you gone to Sport Clips?
I have yeah.
It is really, if you've never gone, it's an amazing kind of an experience.
It's different, yeah.
And it's, what, $15?
Yeah.
If that?
Yeah. I the place I normally go, I frequent for haircuts is, you know, it's $30,
sure.
$35.
Yeah.
And
you get,
I put up with a surly
right.
Hairstylist
yeah.
who, you know.
Cares nothing about you.
No, tries to yeah. drown me when she's shampooing my hair.
Right.
And, yeah.
The last time I went to an actual...
And she's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
And,
so don't so, I so now, don't
I,
go
I,
back.
I won't tell the story about how she drew blood with the scissors that day, but...
I had a very similar experience.
Yeah, and she tried to deny it. I said, you cut me. She said, no,
oh, she
I
cut,
didn't.
She cut you.
Yeah, she cut not only my hair, but my ear. And I'm like...
Oh, no.
Yes, you did. Notice the blood... flowing, running down my ear and down my neck.
You know, Aldis, I really want to go to Sport Clips now. Wow.
Yeah, Luann, if you're listening, you know, it's all in good fun, good
sure
spirits, and you should be receiving a copy of the lawsuit anytime. Yeah.
That's incredible. Cut your... you know,
Leanne, not Luann. I even got her name wrong.
Not what I meant by a tip. But, you know, that's how... that's the great thing with Sport Clips. You go in there and you settle in. They got sports programs to watch. They got ESPN on. You settle back. They give you the hot towel. You get the.
You know what I
just
like?
A nice.
It's not a foo foo.
No.
You go in there and.
You don't feel weird.
You feel like a man.
Although.
Testosterone.
I have asked them, do women come in here? And they go.
They
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. Yeah. But it's you're right. It's comfortable. You can watch TV, get the hat towel.
And they don't mind if you're naked. That's what I've gone in a couple times just and just you know, take all my clothes off and get in the chair because they cover you with a sheet anyway. And you feel so good. It just feels natural.
Yep. I asked him to paint my toenails that one day, though.
And they would not. That's an extra charge. I do know that.
I was asked to leave.
So Gordon, sir, you're not manly enough for Sport Clips. Get out of here.
Gordon Logan needs to pull some strings to get me admitted back to Sport Clips.
That guy. Yeah. That's bad. We got to go to the CEO of Sport Clips to be readmitted to the shop. But, hey, those guys have done such a great job.
Fantastic.
And the fact that they step up every year, and not just for the free call day, but like he's $5,000 off a franchise fee just for veterans. Just for veterans.
Right. And listen, Gordon, you know, he's doing well for himself.
Well, you said it, Jerry. I mean, to be the head guy of a 600-plus franchise company, that's enough.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you don't need to do anything.
He doesn't have to do anything.
No.
He does. Hey, look at Wall Street. All those creeps.
Right.
Fat cats. There's a lot of fat cats who don't give a second thought to our troops or their families.
You will not
see veterans.
The Bernie Madoff hair salons anytime soon contributing anything to the troops. You know, I mean, there's run down the list of people who have just sucked the lifeblood out of everybody. And then you got a guy like Gordon Logan who really, honestly, outside of this program, outside of the VFW website, what have you heard about Sport Clips doing this for the troops? I haven't seen any big thing on the news.
Well, of course not.
I haven't seen anything on the national news. I haven't seen anything in the papers.
I'd be interested to know, Randy, you know, all these major corporations and banks and who received millions of dollars in bailout money, whatever in the hell you want to call it.
Right.
Fact is, taxpayer money. I'd like someone to go back through the records.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, through the years and see how much money they donated to supporting our troops. I'm willing to bet you nothing.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me that, you know, you get a story like that where a guy is responsible for over 150,000 phone calls being made on Christmas Day, and that shows up nowhere. I don't see him on the Today Show.
Of course
I don't see him on the CBS Early Show.
Of course not. No, they only have room for crooks, liars, thieves, and snakes. And
but I will tell you this, and it's not as a result of not having. He's got his. Sport Clips has a public relations agency that sends the information out.
Well, sure they do.
So it's not for a lack of trying to get it out there.
That's right. But hey, that's not.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I
for one, am tired of hearing on a daily basis about all the liars and cheats and thieves.
Absolutely.
And no goods.
Yeah. Because you know those are out there.
Yeah.
They're
plentiful.
They're not, they're going away. Hey, listen, we want you to go to our website. Okay. First of all, write the website down here. It's the National Defense at VFW.org. And I think you can also, now that's the email. You can go to the website at thenationaldefense.com.
Right.
Right. Thenationaldefense.com. And you can send us an email to thenationaldefense@VFW.org. If you have a situation, hey, listen, you know, I'll tell you what I'd love for you to do. Send in a comment about Gordon Logan and Sport Clips to us that we can pass along to him.
Right.
I got a feeling that would mean more to him than any amount of press that he could ever receive.
Absolutely.
The guy's so humble. So, and in the next couple of weeks, we'll be telling you about all the radio stations where you can pick us up in your area. Like I say, we're joining up with Radio America network, and we're going to be everywhere. It's going to be hard to miss us. So I really appreciate that. Do we have time for a hot topic? Got time? A little hot topic? Huh?
Let's go, man. All right, let's run with it.
What about the, now this is an odd story. This is about this military bias alleged in the school system. And probably a story that, you know, I don't know if a lot of people have heard about. And probably you have not heard both sides of it, of course. But it happened in North Carolina. And the, imagine this, the ACLU. How about that?
Huh?
I
couldn't, ACLU.
Yeah, they never take a vacation.
I couldn't believe they'd be getting involved in something like that.
I know. They filed a lawsuit against this rural North Carolina school system that barred a peace activist. Now, I have my own description of a peace activist, but we'll go with that for now. From talking to high school students about alternatives to joining the military.
Yeah. You know, this whole thing about recruiters in schools just kind of grinds me because, look, for a long time, and it still goes on.
Oh, yeah.
There's resistance and refusals, outright refusals to let military recruiters on high school and college campuses, even though these schools receive federal money, which is bull, okay, yep. To start off with. But here's a this woman who, this so-called peace activist, you know, it'd be different if she went on to high school and was discussing alternatives to the military.
Right.
If she had some detailed information, some detailed insight on how these high school students could further or start a career.
Well,
or get an education, scholarship information.
Right.
But.
Well, anytime that stuff is presented, though, about college recruiters, those are alternatives to the military.
That's right. She went in there, essentially slammed,
of course,
and maligned the military, yep. and that was her focus. The ACLU is out of line. It's not a matter of her them preventing her from, like I said, presenting alternatives to the students. She was presenting her own personal opinion about how she feels about the military.
And the war.
And the war. Yeah. And quite frankly, who cares what you think, lady?
Right.
And how is that useful to these students?
Well, and you know, I'll tell you somebody else who will give you alternatives to the military is the military recruiter. Remember,
exactly.
I can remember military recruiters coming to my high school and saying, let me just tell you, first of all, the military is not for everybody.
Right.
That's first.
Right.
So it's not like they're coming in and saying, if you don't join the military, you suck.
They don't do any of that. No. You know, they have pre-basic training, pre-boot camp programs.
Yeah.
To, you know, to make sure the people can pass the physical test once they get in. They don't want them if they're not fit for the military.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You know. And this is crap.
But I do.
Why not let a gang leader come in and say, okay, join my gang? That's an alternative to the military.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, or the car wash owner. Hey, instead of you going to college or joining the military, you can come down and dry off cars in my car wash.
Exactly. You know, I'll tell you another great alternative to the military is just do cocaine every day. I mean, that's a fantastic alternative.
Yeah.
That's something that the military doesn't do. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just. Why not? Yeah. Let the drug dealers in.
Yeah.
The gangsters, the thieves. Why not let some of these what's his name? Madoff?
Yeah, Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, why not let him into the schools?
Fantastic idea.
That's an alternative in military.
Well, you know what I do love, though? I love the fact that this school, when they were hit with this lawsuit from the ACLU, said, we're not going to back down. I love that.
Yeah.
The superintendent, Stephen Laws in North Carolina, said the district will not back down from the ACLU.
And congratulations to him. And,
absolutely.
And they shouldn't back down. You know, people are, we talk about it all the time, Randy. Our military does so much for all of us. And here's this woman who wants to go in and slam the military.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, happy holidays.
Yeah.
All right, another hot topic to get to here. You want to talk about the the No Purple Heart Medal?
Yeah,
or PTSD. Yeah. What is this?
There's been some discussion about awarding the Purple Heart for post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. Defense Department officially ruled that that's not going to fly. Troops suffering from PTSD aren't eligible for the Purple Heart. And, there's been a lot of discussion about this. Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates was open to listening to the arguments.
Right.
Because he's, he's a good guy and he's got an open mind. So they looked at it and, quite frankly, in my opinion, I think they made the right ruling. The Purple Heart is awarded for being combat wounded, shedding blood. I mean, there's a bottom line on that. And PTSD, PTSD can manifest itself in right. many ways.
Right.
Years later, here's a scenario. Okay, let me give you a scenario.
Yeah, because you might be able to argue that anybody who has been in active duty has some kind of a wound.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody is impacted or affected by war. Right? Sure. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But say someone served in a war zone, okay?
Right.
Served 2 years in Iraq, Afghanistan, sure. Vietnam, wherever.
Right.
And 15 years later. But in the interim, they go to work for police department, fire department, or maybe they have a extremely bad car accident,
right?
Or they're there's some type of extraordinary event,
right?
In the interim, and PTSD does develop. But okay, now is it PTSD because of their wartime experience,
right,
or is it because they were robbed on the street,
yeah,
or because they, they were in a bad car accident? I hate to say this, but there are people who understand that there's money, compensation to be received from the government,
absolutely,
with PTSD.
The Purple Heart is
for being wounded,
and it's a standard that everybody knows.
Yeah,
and yeah, I agree. I mean, some things just should not change.
Right.
Right.
So anyway,
the things that should change, we're going to get to all of those on this program because you're...
Eventually
we will.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, get us at the website. Go to thenationaldefense.com. Email us at thenationaldefense@vfw.org. We will see you back here next week. Much big announcements coming. We got a lot of stuff to tell you about. And as always, doing the show just for you. Thank you so much for listening to the National Defense.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he